Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, live on the website to Mike Spirit FM, and you are more than welcome to be here. Well, tonight we've got an amazing show lined up here for you. We've got an amazing guest, actually a returning guest that's coming on in just a little bit. I'm not sure what I'm doing at the moment. I'm trying to do several hundred things in one go. But never mind. I think I've just made a complete mess of that. But that's okay. That's fine. let's go straight over to Kerry, because I want to talk to you, Kerry. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm doing very well. But the reason why I've brought you on, Kerry, is because I wanted to talk to you about what happened Thursday night. Because Thursday night we went to do a demonstration, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
And at that demonstration, we wasn't just me and you. It was our friend Mick Green as well, wasn't it?
It was, yes, and it was lovely to meet Mick.
Well, not only did you just meet Mick, but you also worked alongside me and worked alongside Mick Green, and we raised some nice money for a charity.
We did, yeah. I think it was £300.
£300, all for the Wild
Acre
Rescue, wasn't it?
Rescue, yeah,
Wild Acre Rescue. So, obviously, you know, I worked the night with you, but from me personally, I want to thank you for coming along and doing that evening with us. And I'm sure that Mick Green would want to thank you as well.
And thank you to you both too.
Well, you know, between the efforts of the three of us, you know, we have raised that amount of money, and you know, it's a pleasure that we was able to do that. You know, I'm a little bit lost in what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to you, maybe you can do this for me, because I've pressed wrong buttons here. Our guest, which I'm not going to reveal just yet, has asked me to send her the link to the chat room. Can you do that for me?
I can give it to you.
Because I've made a complete mess of things, and as usual, Studio One is going nuts because I have pressed the wrong buttons. But that's okay. The show must go on. Where are we? Ah, thank you very much. Okay, so let me just... there, and then... See, Kerry, I'm glad that you're with me doing this, because I make messes of things, and that's just it, isn't it? Just press that button. There we are. Perfect. Okay. So do you want to just run through with us? You know, we started off, Mick Green started, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
He was a little nervous, wasn't he?
I thought I was going to be with...
Well, he was that nervous. It was quite funny. Not funny because he was nervous, but quite funny because... I made him go on first, even though through all the nerves, I brought him on first and made him work first. But, you know, I did say, you know, it was 20 minutes each, blah, 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 that's the way to work this evening. And in all fairness to Mick, he went for about 35, 40 minutes, didn't he?
He did, yeah, he done really well.
Well, he took over the first half, which was quite exciting. And then, you know, you started the second half, and then I finished the second half off, which was a fantastic response, and it's a fantastic money raised for that charity. So if you want to know more about the charity event that we've done, I imagine that they have a website. Just Google, Wild
Acre
Trust Charity. Wild Acre Trust Charity, isn't it? Yeah, Wild Acre Trust Charity. Google that, and I'm sure that you'll find out all about that that wonderful charity. Let me go to our first song before we bring in our guest. Let's just press this button and say enjoy.
like the biggest to me. And where there was war, I wouldn't walk away. But after a time, I realized that for me to grow, I've got to let go. I hope life teaches you good.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me. Pressing wrong buttons again, Mike Davis. That's better. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live on GH Talk Radio, and live on the website, so Mike Spirit FM. let's get on with today's show, Kelly. Let's bring on, well, maybe you can introduce our guest.
Hi, Jeanette.
Jeanette. Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Well, hi, Jeanette. This is Jeanette Coombs.
Hello there. Old friends doing? Getting together again. Lovely to be working with you again tonight, the pair of you. I'm looking forward to the show next week as well.
Yes, it was because I want to talk to you, Nick. Because actually, Jeanette, let's not race in front of ourselves because we've got a lot coming up, haven't we?
We certainly have, yeah.
We've got tonight. The show next week to do, next Thursday. The Thursday coming now, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. It's the 5th of December, so it's in 4 days' time.
And that's a date that we are at Llanelli.
We are. Looking forward to that one.
A bit of a mouthful if you are living outside of Wales to see Llanelli. And even if you can't, you know, if you haven't got the right for the Welsh bit, you'll struggle. And, you know, I want to put this to the test, Jeanette. How many people in Wales can actually pronounce the Welsh words? So can you say Llanelli to me, please?
Well, I'll try my best, Llanelli.
Not too bad. Can you try Llanelli? You know, it's the old saying, like, you know the song, I'm an Englishman in New York?
Yeah.
An Englishman in New York. That's what it seems like, Kerry. I'm an English girl in Wales. Say it again, Llanelli. Go on, just one more.
No.
Jeanette, one more.
Well, okay, one more time, Llanelli.
Well done, Jeanette. Jeanette, well done. You know, I feel that you deserve something for that, and I am just going to... Well done, well done, well done.
Thank you very much.
Because it is difficult to get your mouth around these Welsh words, isn't it?
Well, it can be. It really can be, especially if you're not from these parts. It can be pretty much a nightmare.
It can, you know, and even though that I'm not from Llanelli myself,
No, me.
I am from Caerphilly, which is near Cardiff. I know that you're in Swansea.
I am, yeah.
See how I can pronounce the Llanellis and the Caradigions and all the rest of the, you know, Llanbradach and all them ones.
Okay, cool.
Because I went to a Welsh school, Jeanette.
Did you really?
So I do have the upper hand on you and on Kerry.
Yes, because you do, because I didn't go to a Welsh school. No.
Well, I can speak Welsh.
Can you?
Not as good as I used to, Jeanette. You know, it's like, I suppose, riding a bike. You never forget how to do it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But, you know, I was speaking fluent for many, many, many years. But
really?
These days, I can barely string a sentence together, if I'm
well,
honest with you.
Something I didn't know about you, look, well, Mike. And we've known each other for a couple of years now, really.
We've
worked together.
We have. It's got to be 4 years that you didn't know that Oops, Kelly smashed up Studio One. that I went to a Welsh school. But anyway, let's forget the Welsh schools and everything else. Senesi is an important date for everyone to write in their diary. We have the 5th of December. I can't believe December is up on us. It's the 1st of December today.
I know.
But the 5th of December is the place to be. Is at Senesi. Where to in Senesi will we be, Jeanette?
Well, we're going to be in the Morpha Social Club, and it's going to be a really good night. So tickets are selling hot off the press. I don't know how many is left. I think there could be a couple of tickets left. So if you'd like to come along on the night, you know, we're going to have to get the telephone number up a little bit later on so that we can advertise for people who would like to come along and like to get some tickets.
Most definitely. And, you know, if we can do that, maybe Kerry can find that, Jeanette, because that information's on your Facebook page, isn't it?
Do you know it is? That's fantastic. Kerry could do that if she would. That would be fantastic.
It eases the pressure off us, doesn't it, when Kerry's in Studio One, because she's quite easily accessible to stuff like that, and which is wonderful.
Yep.
So, Jeanette, what will we be doing? I know that we'll be doing a demonstration of our mediumships.
Yes, we will. We're going to be going on the stage. I think the show starts at 7:30. And either you and I will be taken on to the stage together, or we'll be doing separate slots and then we'll be coming together, or whichever way the format is. I think we'll just let it flow on the night. What do you think, Mike?
Most definitely. You know, what's meant to happen will happen, I believe. You know, and I think that the more that we plan it, then it doesn't go that way. So I think the best thing to do is just to let it go with the flow, Jeanette, I think is the best way.
Yep, go with the flow. I'm all for that one. I'm actually looking forward to it. Lovely people. I've actually been working down there over the last couple of months, so it's been great because I've met some great people down there. Jonathan, I know, and his sister are really lovely people there behind this. So it's going to be nice. It's going to be a really nice evening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it as well, even though I've never been to the venue before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the first time for me, which I love working places the first time. I really do. It's you know, and hopefully, I know that it's already been mentioned on our return. So you never know, Jeanette. Mm. There may be a few more dates in Senesi yet to come.
Well, maybe this is the start of something big and wonderful, hey?
Definitely. Well, you know, talking of big and wonderful, because that's the 5th of December. That's just in a few days' time.
Okay.
And a few days after that, because it will be a few days, on January... we'll be pleased to announce that you will be back.
I am.
As a host of Mike Spurrett FM.
I am indeed looking forward to it. I've had a break. I've had 12 months off because I had to have an operation on my finger. And as you know, I'm busy working on the TV as well. So I've been quite busy, but you know, I really miss the Mike Davis FM radio network, so I'm back indeed. Not sure yet what night the show is going to be on, but it is going to be the Guiding Lights, but don't know of the day and the time yet. That's to be arranged.
All to be arranged, because you know, Jeanette, when you come back in January, there will be a lot more hosts joining us.
I know, yes, all very exciting.
You know, I'm gonna name a couple of them.
Oh, go on.
I know that you know this one really, really well. He's a gentleman that's very well known.
Right.
He's been on Mike Spurrett FM a few times.
Okay.
He is a wonderful guest. A fantastic communicator to the spirit world, and second to none, let's just say that. It's our very own Mr. Ralph Keaton.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, really good guy, lovely.
He's going to be joining the Mike Spurrett FM network.
Fantastic, yeah.
We have got yourself, myself, mm-hmm. Matthew James, blessed God, who's still in hospital, and all our thoughts are with Matthew.
Oh, yeah, and my love, yeah.
But, you know, Jeanette, it's not just going to be a radio station anymore. It's a radio station with a twist.
I know, it's lovely. Tell all the audience, because I'm not really in to all the details, so I'm going to kind of listen to this as well with you, because I'm really excited about it all. It sounds fantastic.
Well, as far as yet, Jeanette, I've kind of kept it under wraps, but I think maybe, what do you think, Kerry? Maybe now it's time to leave loose on what's in store for Mike Spurrett FM in January?
Yes.
Okay, well, okay, what's going to happen is that there's going to be a show back 7 nights a week on the Mike Spurrett FM network. Not only will you be able to listen to Mike Spurrett FM, not only on your computers, your Android phones, your Android tablets, your iPads, your iPhones, and every other device that can link you to the internet, you will be able to watch us on your smart TVs. Now, Jeanette, so I must warn you. Okay. Best frock.
Best frock. And a tiara.
So, yes, people will be able to watch us live as we do on our radio shows.
Okay, fantastic.
People will be able to call in so many different ways, because at the moment they only have the numbers, which is, I'll say the numbers, mm-hmm. it's if you are in America, it's 760-283-4611. If you are outside of the USA, it's 001, which is the dialing, the international dialing code, and then obviously the same number, which is 760-283-4611. You can call in via Skype for free, and that doesn't matter where to in the world you are. You can call into the Mike Spirit FM show for free by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike Spirit FM. But come January, Jeanette, we will have an 0800 number that ties along with her. Now, as you know, an 0800 number in the UK, it's massive because it's free for anyone in the UK to pick up off their landlines and to call into the show. So we're opening up the phone lines to the UK people bigger than ever before.
Wow, fantastic. That's about time, yeah. So this is fantastic, yeah.
Well, not only that, Jeanette, there will be other numbers. There will be other numbers that people can... you know, once I'm live on here,
yeah,
and people think, oh, I really need a reading, but I'm never going to get through on these phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this happens all the time. And let me just quickly look in the studio at the moment. You know, this call is stacked up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I can believe it. Yeah, I can.
You know, so anyone that's thinking, oh, there's no point me calling the show now because I'm not going to get a reading.
Yeah.
Oh, but with a new way, oh, you will. Because there'll be another number you can call to have an instant reading with the team of Mike Spirit FM. So when I'm live, Jeanette, you'll be able to do readings.
Fantastic.
And so will Ralph Keaton, and so will Matthew James, and so will I when everybody else is on.
Oh, sounds amazing. I can't really. January is going to be a big time for the Mike Spirit FM, so it sounds fantastic.
Most definitely. So it's going to be, we did discuss going terrestrial as well.
Yeah.
On a local community radio station.
Okay.
But, you know, I think that we're going to leave that for now.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking to do is to build up these where you can get an instant reading with myself, yourself, and every other host. And who knows where it leads, Jeanette?
Yeah, the world is your oyster. Fantastic.
6 months' time, we could be saying with one of our own special team of Mike Spirit FM, one of the 20, 30, 40 people that's waiting to take your call.
Yeah, fantastic.
Who knows of how far this will go, because we are opening up the market now, not just to people that's got internet. We're opening up to the market to people that have a TV. And, you know, I've discussed this with Kerry. We don't have a smart TV because I refuse to buy one because I'm mean, Jeanette, because I think what's the point of checking something out that works quite fine. But there is this little device you can buy for £10.
Okay.
Which is about, in dollars, maybe about $13, $14. That plugs into the side of your TV, that makes it a smart TV.
Yeah, I've actually got a smart TV downstairs, you know, myself. But upstairs, I've got one of those little devices. And I actually have made my upstairs TV a little smart TV now. And it's amazing because you have all sorts of different things that you can have available to you now. So it's really excellent.
Well, come January, we will have our own TV channel built into that.
Fantastic.
Which is fantastic. And that leads us open to another channel on there, which we're excited about, to open up the paranormal field.
Right, okay.
So that not only will we be radio hosts that goes live on TV, that's doing demonstrations far and wide, but we will be opening up to doing paranormal investigations all over the UK and beyond, who knows.
And that's something else that's really interesting as well, to go and have, you know, these wonderful teams to do these investigations. Have you been have you ever been involved with live investigations, Mike?
Jeanette, yeah. I spent many years with a company called SPR Cymru.
Okay.
An investigation team, actually based in Swansea.
Okay.
Not far from yourself.
Right.
And I was the leading medium there for many years, in fact.
Wow.
And I remember leaving the investigation at 3 a.m. in the morning, driving straight to the airport to fly over to Spain to do a demonstration, actually quite a few demonstrations out in Spain. So, yeah, that was a busy time for me when I was a part of SBR Cymru, because I was flying from country to country and doing the investigations and still working the Microsport FM network. It was a very busy time. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and who knows? Bring it on again. That's what I got to say.
Most definitely bring it on again, because, you know, there's some, not just in the UK, but basically all over the world, of interest to be investigated. So maybe this could be the start of investigation teams that are working all around the world, you know. So this is could be something that could start, and the growth potential is absolutely incredible, Mike.
Well, most definitely. You know, we've been, last week we had a very interesting man on Mike's World FM.
Okay.
Called The Psychic Biker. Now, The Psychic Biker has his own radio show.
Right.
And he has a massive following. I know that maybe, I can't say that we are, it's a maybe, in time, that the Mike Spirit FM and the AGH Media will be joining up together to do something in the very near future.
Mm.
Hold on to your hats, Jeanette. It's going to be a lot, you know, it's going to be a very enjoyable journey, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's fantastic. So it's nice that we are part of this growth. So really looking forward to the new year with all the new opportunities that it's bringing all of us on the team of the Mike Davis FM. So it's fantastic.
Definitely, you know, and, you know, it's nice to have Kerry to the side of me to work this along with me, because, you know, my technology skills and everything else. You know, it's I can't say second to none. I'd probably say second to all. I must be honest, but no, it's quite liberating knowing that, you know, I have the support and that strength behind me from this side, because, you know, Mike Spirit FM won't be going live from Studio One. Studio One's moving.
Yeah, okay. Where are you going to move to?
Mike Spirit FM is moving to Cardiff.
Wow.
Studio's
okay.
Already been built.
Fantastic.
The offices, if you like, is there. It's all there. It's all ready for us. It's all ready to start come the new year to working in that brand new studio. And I know that, you know, that in time that, you know, you can come down and visit and work in the studio at some point. I know that you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
And, you know, you never know. There's going to be a time there as well in the studio that we will be bringing back. Maybe spiritual connections will be coming back.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Who knows, you know? Just watch this space then, yeah?
That's all I've got to say. 7 nights a week. Bring it on. Each and every show will be... it's going to be amazing tonight. It really is. And I've been containing all this inside. For it to burst out. You know, we've got some fantastic people on board. You know, I must mention our new partner, if you like, within this. It's Mr. Kevin Moore, because without Kevin Moore, this wouldn't have been possible. It really wouldn't. So welcome aboard, Mr. Moore. That's what I've got to say.
Fantastic, yeah. Welcome aboard.
So, Jeanette, let's get on with today's show, because, as I said, the phone lines are stacking up.
Okay.
They really are, and, you know, I'd like to get around as many of them as we possibly can. You know, there's so many people out there that needs advice, guidance. They need so much evidence of the spirit world. So let's bring on our first caller and say hi to area code 310 and say hi, 310. Are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing very well there. Can we take your name there, please?
Yeah, my name is Vince.
Hi, Vince. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, Vince. Jeanette, do you want to take this caller here with Vince?
Yes, lovely. I'd love to start. Hello, Vince. Nice to speak to you, my love. As I'm linking with your energy, yeah, lovely. As I'm speaking with you, I'm sensing that there's a lady who is coming in from the spirit world, and I feel that this lady, when she was with us, was quite a wise lady, if you like, because she really wouldn't be messed with, you know. She would say it to you straight, and I feel that this lady is linking on your mum's side, darling. So this is either your auntie, like a great aunt, or a nan, but she's actually coming in to give you a little bit of support, because what she's actually giving me the impression of, Vince, is that you've had a few life lessons yourself lately. Do you understand that, my love?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's definite.
Right, okay. Sorry?
No, I was just going to say, this lady they're describing is actually my aunt, because my aunt and I, in spite of the fact that we're on opposite sides of the world as far as beliefs go, because she's very religious, there's such a strong connection between her and I.
Right, okay. So this lady that is with me now has passed over, obviously, into the spirit world. So would I be dealing with your aunt's mother then, please, my lovely? Because I've got a very strong connection with this lady who is dealing with this connection that I'm bringing in. And I know it's in connection with you and your aunt, my darling.
Okay, yeah, it's possible that it's my aunt's mother. I never met her, but she's... It has the same characteristics as my aunt does.
Right, okay, that makes a lot of sense, because I feel that your aunt is advising you wisely. Do you understand that, my lovely? That's what they've given me for you, because she seems to be very much your support network, okay? And it's almost like you'd be kind of lost in many ways without her wise words, because she has been there for you over the last couple of months. There's been a lot more going on in your life, but I would say I want to go back to March with the confusions and the disappointments that you've been trying to work your way through. Do you understand why they're giving me March, darling?
Let's see, I'm trying to think. I know there was something, but I can't quite put my finger on it right now.
Okay.
I know, March. The only thing that I can think of offhand right now is March 31st is my daughter's birthday, but both my daughters and I have been estranged for many, many years.
Right, so this would be another cause of upset and heartache for you then, darling. And this is why they've taken me back to March, because I feel that March for you was a time of sadness, and I feel that your auntie has been there trying to be really very... Well, they're just to give you moral support then, really, okay? And it's almost like as though she's been full of wise words and wisdom to you, and I feel that what the spirit is bringing in for you is love, support, and to also to tell you that your own confidence needs to grow in many ways, and there is change coming in for you, darling. Who passed over with lung cancer, please? Because I've got a gentleman here who smoked and had lung cancer, because I feel that's what took him over, because I am smelling a lot of strong cigarettes. So who is that, please, darling?
Well, he didn't pass over with lung cancer, but you're right, it was my father who it could be my grandfather too, but my father passed away. He was a heavy chain smoker, and he committed suicide.
Suicide. Okay, now I feel that he's come in, okay, with a gentleman that was a heavy smoker, which would be him, and I also feel that he's coming in with the gentleman that passed over with lung cancer. So it's almost as if your grandfather fetched your father's energy in for you, okay, telling you and just validating that their love is around you, for you to feel loved at this time, because I do feel that you have been feeling a little bit down and you need to have a little bit more inner core strength to get you through the situations. And this is why your aunt has been there really for you, giving you the guidance that you need to get you through these difficult times. Your loved ones in spirit are aware of this, okay? They are aware that you've been going through these very trying times, and it's almost they're just saying, don't give up because there's better journeys ahead for you. Do you understand, sweetheart? You've got to be more open to new opportunities coming in.
Yeah, I totally understand what's going on.
Okay, and I just really want you to take the love of your loved ones that have passed over to you, and I really want to go to October as well as a relevant month for you. So if this October was a little bit draining, I feel that you need to make the relevant changes to change for next October. It's almost like they bring in a complete circle, so all the energy will be growing for you. And they are there trying to give you the guidance that you need. It's almost like your life seems to be pulled in a couple of directions and they want you to take the reins back of your life again. Do you understand why they're showing me that, please?
Yeah, I do. I do.
And who is connected to horses, please, that's passed over into the spirit world?
Horses? I know that my father was brought up on a farm back in Poland, but I don't know if they had horses. I think they did. My wife is very strong connected to horses. Oh, I know. My wife's grandfather. My wife's, I think it was a grandfather or uncle or somebody like that. Yeah,
okay,
she grew up in a cold climate.
Okay.
So.
Okay, darling, because they're giving me horses for you, okay, and they're giving them to me as your animal totem, but they're also giving them to me so that you can have the strength, you know, to be, you know, to be free, to charge ahead in a way that makes you feel like you're in charge of your own destiny. So I'm going to have to leave that with you now, my lovely, because there are lots of other callers stacking up waiting to have readings. But I just want to give you the encouragement to know that your loved ones are with you and that they are actually trying to guide you on the next path that you need to be going on, which is the path to happiness. And I'd like to leave that with you if that's okay, and say thank you very much for working with me this evening.
Okay, thank you. Just one quick question. 4 weeks ago, I went for a job interview at a beer warehouse distribution place. I'm just wondering, they still haven't made any decisions, so I'm wondering if you see me getting that or something coming to me real soon, because I need a miracle right now.
Oh, bless. We'll ask out for it, okay? But I do see change coming in a positive way. So if you're not getting that position, there will be something coming in for you. You need to keep the faith and really keep trying, because there is change coming in. Okay, my lovely? And
okay,
thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bless
your heart. Thank you, Jeanette. Vince, I just want to introduce you to Kerry, because Kerry has something that she wants to just quickly add on there just for a few seconds. So, Kerry, do you want to...
Okay.
Hi, Vince.
Sure. Hi.
Hi. A bit like Jeanette, I was picking up on the month of March also, but I also have a gentleman, I feel I passed with a stroke-like condition, but he's around to give you some love and support also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Kate. And Vince, remember, you can also download a copy of that reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We say thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye now,
bye.
Okay, let's move straight on to the next caller. We have area code 941. And say, hi, 941. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Carla.
Yes.
Okay, Carla, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida, wonderful. What part of Florida?
In the Sarasota area.
Ah, right. Okay. No, I'm not quite sure of that, but the reason why I'm asking...
The Gulf Coast.
The West Coast. Well, that's where I was last year, West Coast, wasn't it? Is that by West Palm Beach?
It's not West Palm Beach. That's the East Coast.
Ah, right.
But I'm on the West Coast.
My geography
of... The Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay, Carla, what was the reason that you called in for there?
I was wondering if they could give me any information regarding my career or finances coming in and stuff like that.
Okay, well, let me build a communication to the spirit world, they call, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Okay.
See, because I know as you're talking and I'm starting to become aware of the spirit world there, I'm certainly aware of a gentleman that wants to come through, that wants to be remembered here to you. I know that this gentleman makes you aware that when he passed, it was quite quickly when he went home to the spirit world. So I know that he didn't suffer for too long. He just tells me here that he went quite quickly. I know that he's taller than myself, so I want to put him maybe around the 5'9", 5'10", of his height of when he was here with us. I do believe that he comes like to your dad's side of your family there, Carla. So I know that he would link to your dad, or certainly into your dad's side. Do you understand if a gentleman that went quickly in your dad's side of the family there?
That I'm not sure, because I think his brother that died was about... I think he was taller than 5'10", and he had a terrible cancer. So I don't know if he died, you know what I mean, instantly, or,
yep,
or whatever. And I know his father was really super short, but he died, gosh, probably 70 years ago.
Okay, that's fine. See, because I know I'm aware of this gentleman, I'm going to go on with him and see what he comes out with it. Because I know that he's with us at the moment, the Carla, and he's the one that makes you aware that, you know, that there's lots coming within your life there. There's lots of changes to come in your life, because you've been asking the spirit world or whatever you pursue your God to be to come and change things in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And see, the more that you're asking for that guidance there from the spirit world, the closer this gentleman seems to come there to you. He says to me that there's lots of others there with him, okay? And he wants me to talk to you about a lady that's there with him as well. And as he talks about this lady, I know that she's quite a short lady. I know that she's maybe around the 5'2", 5'3", of her height. She instantly makes me feel as if I want to be your grandmother here. So I believe that she links to grandmother, but maybe towards your mum's side, I feel. More of a pull towards your mum's side there. But I know that she just settles her vibration. I know that, what she brings in is calm. I want to restore order back into your life there, Carla, because I feel as if there's been a little bit of a lost order within your life, as if I'm losing, not losing control, but losing touch with myself in some way. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, worrying about my kids and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay, and it's almost to the point of where you feel quite exhausted, quite depleted with all this, because, you know, there's not much more you that you can do for them, or you think there's not much more you can do for them. Is that right?
At times, you know, you only can do so much for your kids.
Of course. And I know, you know, that's what the two of them have come to say there to me about, this feeling of losing touch there, but not just with yourself, but with them as well. But I want to say that, you know, that there's a few more tricks up your sleeve just yet. Do you understand of this?
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, what I mean by that is that you've already thought of the next step, where you go if this doesn't work.
Okay.
Okay, and I believe I want to say that you take the bull by the horns and deal with it, because that's exactly how this gentleman and how this lady would have dealt with things in this vibrational life, okay? Take the bull by the horns and deal with it once and for all. Now, would I be right in saying it to you, Carla, that you're becoming more aware of the spirit world and of psychic abilities there yourself? Is that right?
I've been aware of it all my life.
Ah, right, okay, that's fine. See, because I know I'm aware of that there's energies there with you that are willing to work with you, willing to go with you. But I know I need to say that you keep pushing forward, because they will go and they will do their best there for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Good. Now, I know, see, I'm aware of, you know, that for some reason, these changes, I want to talk to you about these changes that's coming around your life here. Why would I talk to you there about that there's a certain element of, like, nervousness, there's a certain element of, I'm not sure, do you understand of this?
Of changes coming?
Yes.
Probably because I know that a change is coming, but, you know, when you don't know what the change is, you're always, you know, a little kind of wondering.
Okay, that's fine. See, when these changes come around, okay, remember I've told you about them, because I know as soon as they come around, it's going to be like a big shock to the system then, okay? And when that shock comes around, I know it's going to be perfect there for you. Okay, do you understand of this?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Remember, Carly, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM there. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines and go to area code 720 and say hi, 720. Can we take your name there, please?
Hello, hi, my name is Michelle.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
Yes, I am calling from Colorado.
From Colorado, perfect. Okay, Jeanette, are you happy to take this caller?
I am indeed, yes. Hi, Michelle. Good evening or good afternoon to you, my lovely. Different time zones, I'm automatically saying good evening, but you're a long way from me. Okay. How can I help you today, please, sweetheart?
I am hoping that you can find for me. I'm looking to start a business, and I'm trying to find where is the location that I'll need in order, you know, to start things up. And I'm just wondering if you'll be able to kind of guide me into where I should be looking to find the location for my business.
Right, okay, darling. Well, you know, I can just give you what Spirit are giving me, but at the end of the day, we've all got freedom of choice, okay? But what they are showing me is water around you. So I don't know whether or not you would be looking for somewhere that there is an area that's surrounded by water, because they are just showing me a lot of ocean or a very expansion of water. So would that be somewhere where you would be looking, please?
Sure, I'm going to look wherever I could find. There's no ocean out here, but we do have, like, reservoirs.
Right, but is there a big expansion of water that looks like a lake or an ocean or somewhere where there's a big expansion of water? Because they're just showing me this for you. And it's also about things flowing as well. I'm actually working this evening, my lovely, with a lady who is coming in, okay? And when this lady was on this side of life, she was very particular about how she dressed. She was very matched up. She was very precise about things. And for some reason, she's giving me gloves, okay? So this lady loved to wear gloves. Now, would you be aware of this lady, please? So she's coming in as a family link, but I feel that she's been in the spirit world quite some time. And it's the white gloves. She's giving me white gloves. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah, it could be my great-grandma, I think.
Right. Now, would you have or a family member have these gloves, please, by any chance?
No, I wouldn't. Maybe my grandma might. That's possible. She might.
Yeah, because the gloves, it's all about her impressions of herself and how she liked to turn herself out. And I feel that this lady, okay, there seemed to be children around her, but she was very pristine about how she was. Did your great-grandmother work in any way as a caring or medical profession, please? Because she's just showed me a green cross, okay? And when I see that, that shows me pharmacist or healing centre, because I just am so drawn to a green cross when I'm linking into this lovely lady's energy.
She didn't, but my mom does, and my grandma's sister as well.
Right, okay, so it's
so
in your family.
Definitely in the family.
Okay, because they're showing me this, okay, as a validation, a personal validation for you. As you would relate to this, you would understand. And I feel what she's trying to say to you is, okay, is that you've got a very beautiful soul. You're a healer yourself, my love, okay? You care about people. And I feel with you, I want to go to aromatherapy. I want to do something that's very fragrant. So I don't know whether or not they did this kind of thing with fragrances.
No, that's what I'm to do.
Right, because I just want to have flowers
And
I want to smell these beautiful smells. She's giving me all these lovely smells for you, these mixing things. And I feel that, you know, what they're saying is yes, definitely a big yes from the spirit world. I feel that you are following a path that you've always wanted to do, but the timing up until recently hasn't been right, because it's almost like as though there's been other things doing that you've needed to do first. But this is your time now. I see you close to water, okay? So the area that you will eventually go to will have water around it in some way, shape or form. Your loved ones in spirit are there with you, kind of guiding you to the right path for yourself. I feel that it's going to be coming. April is a month for choice. They showed me the month of April when you have all the spring flowers. They show me spring flowers, and they're actually, what they're actually putting in my hand now, okay, is little little apple blossoms. So they kind of come in April, the little pink flowers. This is what they're actually giving me to give to you. So I don't know whether or not you're thinking about mixing something that's going to have blossoms or blossom oil in it, but they're just showing me this for you. So you've just got to go where the next few months take you, but I am seeing that there is going to be more of a feeling of completion to this journey, if you understand. So even though you have had the disappointments, I feel trying to get this, or there has been, this was happened before and it either got delayed or it didn't start, because it's like this has been stop starting. I feel the decisions that you're making now are going to set you in the right course for the next 6-7 months ahead, especially around late spring, April, May, going into the blossom time of the year when you've got those little apple blossoms falling from the trees. That's when I feel things are going to be starting blossoming for you, and this is what Spirit have given me to give to you this evening. So I feel that you need to not doubt yourself and go with your own intuition, because you're very in tune to your own energy. You've got a wonderful healing sense of knowing there, so I would go with my own energy on that as well. But I am going to have to leave that with you now this evening, and thank you very much. Listening and interacting with us this evening on tonight's show, and thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Michelle, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there. Okay, let's move on to our next song that we have here. So it's time tonight for you to put your feet up for 5 minutes, and let's just say enjoy.
Okay, fantastic.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing, 'cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again, another number four. Smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could stop and answer all of your questions as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line. Oh, I'll be your clown. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's funny how I would do if I saw me. I'll be your clown, your favorite channel. I'd like to circle, round a circle. I'm selling out tonight. I'd be less angry if it was my decision.
Well, welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We're live in Mike Spirit FM. We're live in GH Talk Radio. We're live in Spreaker. And we're live on Blog Talk Radio. And I have an amazing guest with me. It's Jeanette Ann Coombs. Hiya, Jeanette.
I'm back. It's a lovely song. That is, I absolutely love that song. The words are so amazing. Who sings that? Is that Emily Sande?
It is. It is. You must like it.
Yeah. Fantastic, I love that song. Yeah, I was just chilling out listening to that then. Really loving the song.
The words are absolutely amazing there.
Definitely.
It's absolutely amazing. Well, Jeanette, you know, I want to talk a little bit before we take the next caller, just about Thursday, coming Thursday.
Okay.
So, Kerry can't find that information, that telephone number. I don't know if you can find it.
I can find it. I found it, actually. So do you want me to let's have a little look now? If they've got it on there, they should do. I'll have a little look now in 1 second and see whether or not there's... No, actually, there's not. So we're going to... One second. I'm going to have to go into my telephone because there's contact numbers on there. Let's 1 sec.
Okay.
If you can... Bear with me, everybody. I'm sorry about this. Not sure at the minute, but if you can, let's come back to that, shall we, Mike? I'll
okay,
find that in a moment.
Okay, we'll come back to that because I know it's going to be an amazing night with Mike
yeah.
and yourself demonstrating the abilities to link to the spirit world, you know, to give him messages of loved ones, hope and comfort and peace. Because to me, you know, that's what we do, that's what our job is to give that perfect communication to those that's still in this life and that there's life after death.
Definitely, definitely. I know it's going to be a really night to remember. That's what I would say. It's going to be a night to remember.
And that information, we can pop up on your Facebook wall, pop up my Facebook wall. So tell everybody your Facebook page there, Jeanette.
Yeah, my Facebook page is Jeanette Ann Coombe Medium.
Okay, and you'll be able to put it up on my Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium, or even look at Kerry's Facebook page, because it'll go up there as well. It's Kerry Medium Carr. So that's the three ways that you'll be able to find that information out or where me and Jeanette will be working this Thursday, which is at Llanelli, and that's in South Wales, in a beautiful little place. And actually, Llanelli, it's a very haunted place, I believe, Jeanette, isn't it?
Really? I'm not really quite sure about that. So maybe you can fill me in on that one. So what do you know about Llanelli's haunted history then?
Well, I don't know much about the haunted history, but do you remember where Mike Spirit FM done the Mike Spirit FM roadshow?
Yeah.
I sort of remember someone there telling me about that there's an activity there in one of the rooms.
Okay, yeah.
And I sort of remember being asked would I go back and do something in the future there. And so maybe that's something that we can get onto.
Yeah, definitely. We need to... get together and get our heads together on these things then, yeah?
Most definitely. So, okay, so you find that information, Jeanette. I'm going to take the next caller, okay, and I'm going to go to area code 619 and say, hi, 619, are you there with us?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
It's Steve.
Steve. Okay, hi, Steve. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, sir?
California.
California, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Steve?
I wanted to get a message from the other side.
Okay, then we can certainly help you with that, okay? So bear with me a second there, Steve, while I make a connection to the spirit world. And, you know, the instant thing that I have here straight away is that, you know, I know that this is something that's not new to you, Steve. I know that you've been, you've had a connection before in the past. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I have.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, I believe that I have a lady here with us that ties there with you. And I know that this lady is very much around your vibe. And I believe that she links towards your mum's side of the family.
Okay.
I believe that I would say to you that this lady, prior to her passing, she was for quite some time before she passed on to the spirit. I know she makes her aware that her condition deteriorated very quickly. Towards the end of her life. And I believe that she makes me aware that it's almost she could have passed before she did. So I know that she would have slipped in and out of consciousness there for a little while before she passed on to the spirit world. Would you understand of a lady for me like this in the
spirit? Yeah, I don't know how they pass, so it's hard for me to tell.
Okay. Okay, and would you understand that there's a hospital connection with this one I'm talking about? Do you know there's a hospital connection there with a lady?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Okay, that's fine. Let me just go on with what she has to say and what she's come here for, okay? Because she makes me aware that there's things going on within your life there, Steve, that you feel very much excited about at the moment. Do you understand that there's a certain element of excitement around you at the moment there?
Yes. The plans I have.
Okay. And it's almost as if I want to be like full steam ahead there with you. I believe that's where you have been, full steam ahead at this. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, it's almost to the point of where you feel that, you know, let's not let anybody knock me down again, because I know that you've been here before and you felt as if you've been let down a few times in the past. Is that right?
Many times, yes.
Because this lady makes a way for you not to be feeling as if you're being let down, because she's going to be there with you. She's going to support you from the spirit world and try and guide you to the best that she can. Now, see, I know as I said in the very beginning there that you've had communication before. In some way, Steve, I feel that you're able to build this communication yourself. Is that right?
I've seen signs of it.
Okay, perfect. See, we have the ability there with you. Work if you wish to do so. And I say that because, you know, it is, if we wish to, like, because it's a natural born gift. And it's only if we want to do this work, then we will, okay? I know this lady makes her way, there's an ability there with you there, Steve, okay? But, you know, I want to talk to you more about the things that's going on within your life at the moment. The things that, because she talks to me about there's lots happening. Materially and spiritually there with you. Let me talk to you about, I don't know whether it's like a relationship thing's going on, or whether you're in a relationship or you're not. It's none of my business at the moment, but would you understand that you're kind of looking to go with something or someone at the moment? Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And, you know, you've been a little bit unsure whether you should or whether you shouldn't. Is that right?
I've just been doubting myself as far as insecurities, but I want to go for it, definitely.
Definitely, okay, good, because that's what she makes you aware of. You know, it's now is your time there, Steve, to shine, okay? And I want to say that that this lady and a whole host of other people are behind you from the spirit world to push you forward and to push you into the right direction, okay? Let me talk to you about somebody else that's coming into here, Steve. I want to talk to you about a gentleman that comes forward as well, who seems to be like a very much of a strong influence in your life, or would have been a strong influence in your life when they was here with us. This man makes me aware that when he passed really quickly, and I believe it was with a heart this man would have passed on to the spirit world with. Even though that he had a few warnings, he knew that he had a problem there, but didn't really do too much about it there, Steve. Do you understand of a man like this there for me in the spirit world?
I don't know who it could be for sure.
Okay. Well, I believe that he links towards your dad's side there, okay, because I know that he comes towards your dad's side of your family. And I know as well as he comes forward that he wants me to say that he's been in your vibration for quite some time. So I know that he's been in the spirit world there for quite some time when he passed there. And again, he makes me aware that we need to go back a few years to find him. So now if you look back in your life a few years, you would find where this man was. And as I said, I believe he's within your dad's head. So please spend a little time, because he's around us as well. And I believe that he's the one that's given you the strength, given you the courage to go forward in your pathway at the moment. Do you understand this there, Steve?
Yes. Do you think it could be my grandfather, possibly?
Most definitely, yes. Because, you know, would have he been the man that could have pushed you forward?
Well, I never met him. Not on my father's side.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, now, whether you met him or not, it makes no difference. What matters is that he's there in the spirit world this evening. He wants to push you forward and give you the right direction that you're looking for at the moment. So just know that you have the backing of him and many others there in the spirit world, okay? Steve, does that help you a little bit there?
Yes. I appreciate it very much.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. Remember, Steve, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 609 and say hi, 609. Can we take your name there, please?
Tina, thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. I didn't catch your name. Was it Tina, was it?
My name is Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Yes.
Okay, Phyllis.
Is that what you asked me? I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Oh, I'm calling from New Jersey.
Perfect. Okay. Let me hand you over to my wonderful guest this evening, and that's Jeanette.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you.
Hi there, Phyllis. Nice chatting to you. My mum's name is actually Phyllis, so there's a lovely connection for us. Okay. And as we're talking about mums, my darling, have you been feeling that your mum is around you lately, my love? Because as I was saying about my mum, so I felt that I was being shown or sensed your mum in the spirit world around you, sweetheart. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, because
I've been feeling like she hasn't been around me, and then I came back from Thanksgiving holiday, and there was soap spilled in my kitchen sink. Like, I don't know how that would have happened because it wasn't tilted over and nobody was here. And there was, like, soap that had dripped. And I was so worried because I said, I think I left a few dishes in the sink. And I came home and here's soap pumped into the sink. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's my mom trying to help me do the dishes.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, but she's certainly around you bringing in love and support. Your mum, darling, before she passed over, did she have problems with her legs, please?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did, because there was a lot of pain in those legs, but now they're not. Okay, because
good.
She's free as a bird. And also, free as a bird, why would she be giving me a little bird? Did she used to like little birds, or did she used to feed them, please?
She did like birds, but I'm trying to think of why she would show you a little bird, as you said.
Yeah, like little
breast.
Robin. Little Robin Redbreast. And
well,
I know we kept...
I was...
To...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry if I'm talking over you. I think it's the delay. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I was just talking yesterday. Now, this really didn't have anything to do with her because she only knew about it. She wasn't part of it. But before I came to visit her for one summer, I found a bird at the house where my dad lived. And I had to leave it behind, a little baby bird, and I was feeding it. And somebody said I couldn't bring it with me. I can't remember what the deal was, but I was just talking about this yesterday. It died when I wasn't taking care of it, but it maybe because I was talking about it yesterday. I don't know.
Yeah, my darling, yes, because that's just a validation that she's around you and she is listening to you and she just wants to bring that to you, that little memory, and just to give you that evidence that, yes, she is close to you, darling, okay? And she knows that you've been feeling a little bit, shall we say, a little bit, not down, because that's not the wrong word, but I would say that you've been feeling a little bit like this is as good as it gets. So that tells me that you've been through a few difficulties, disappointment-wise, and I feel that everything lately seems to be, like, harder. Okay?
Everything,
and she's there giving you the strength.
Did you say everything? I apologize that I couldn't hear that it chopped apart.
Everything seems to be like hard work lately for you because it seems like you feeling a little bit like this is as good as it gets now, you know? Yeah, because I just feel I want to wrap you in pink, actually, darling, from the spirit world to bring more love in you, around you, and also to tell you that things are changing, actually, my love, because I see that you are going through some kind of a transition, and also what they're making me aware of is that I feel for you there is a new opportunity. That's what they're saying, there's new opportunities, but you have to look. it's almost like you're not looking. So I don't know why you feel like as though things have stuck, but it's like the answer is there in front of you. That's what they're showing me, my love. It's there for you. And your mum is around you a lot, you know, just to try to give you the confidence, if you like, to move you forward a little bit. You know, I know that she was around you a lot, you know, because you were talking about the bird. She was giving me that information, so I know that she does really pull close to you. But she said to me that you've been feeling a little bit lonely lately, and I feel that you've been isolating yourself more than you need to. So it's up to you. You need to be more proactive. That's what she's saying. You need to get out more. You need to be doing things. That's the impression that that your mother's energy is giving me. And who, my lovely, is Muriel? Please, who is Muriel?
Muriel.
Muriel or Marion, because I've got an M-A-U sounding name.
No. No. It wouldn't be Margaret or anything. I know that's a stretch, but
no,
Muriel
I wouldn't make it fit. I won't make it fit to another name, but I just want you to take that name because I feel that this is someone that, you know, will come in around you. And I feel that you need to go and really look at the new opportunities that are coming in for you. But I'm going to have to leave that with you now, darling, because, you know, there are other callers. And it has been wonderful working with you this evening. And I just want you to take your mother's strength, love and support with you and just be comforted in the knowledge that the love that you had on this side carries forward and that she is still with you, my love, loving you and looking after you as she did when she was here.
Thank you so much. Thank
no
you.
No problem. It's been lovely chatting to you. You take care. Bye-bye, my love.
You have a
okay,
good
well, thank you there, Phyllis, for calling into the show.
Thank
and
you.
Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 207 and say hi, 207. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Rolina.
Rolina, okay.
Rolina.
Okay, Rolina, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Maine.
Maine, perfect. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in there for, Rolina?
Okay, the last 6 months I have done a lot of work preparing a business plan for a multi-faceted pet shop. Any guidance on that?
Okay, well, let me just make a connection to the spirit world, Rolina, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, bless you for that. Okay, I know I've got a lady here in the spirit world that makes me aware that before the end of her life, for quite some time actually before the end of her life, she complained and suffered with her legs and her joints, and I believe that she was confined and restricted towards the end of her life there. Because of this condition, but she makes her way. It wasn't just in her legs, it went right way throughout her body before she passed home to the spirit world there. I know that she makes her way that she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passed as well, because I'm aware she seems to slim down here. And I know that I want to see to you that she links there with you within your family. I believe I want to be pulled towards your mum's side of your family with this lady. But I know that she makes her way that her mind was still very good then, if you like, for want of a better word, that her mind was very much active towards the end of her life there. No, I believe that this lady... Go on.
My mom, she passed away of Alzheimer's.
Okay. So would you understand that she would have been confined and restricted?
Yes.
Okay.
Towards the end, yes, definitely.
Okay, so was this Alzheimer's, was that something that set in later on?
Yes, much later on, yes.
Okay, that's fine. See, because I know that I've got this lady that's building up around me here, and I believe that she's been with you for some time there. And would I be right in saying that you've had some, even though you've just told me that you've said you've been helping to set up this company, would I be right in saying that you've had some very much to and fro and back and forth from one thing to the other? Because I feel as if I'm being pushed and pulled around you from pillar to post. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that many times that you thought of turning back, because, you know, enough is enough. It's almost as if you can't deal with much more that's going on there. Is that right?
I'm ready for some changes, yes.
Okay. See, because I know that she makes me aware that, you know, you've been pulled and pushed around a little too much now, and it's about time that you stood up and be counted. Would I be right in saying that you, Rolina, that you've actually have stood up for yourself of late? Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And see, because I know that you've been stood up for yourself there, that it's almost to the point of where I feel, because you've spoken out, you feel as if you've been shut out for that reason. Is that right?
All I can say to that is I'm just trying to move forward and try to make some positive changes.
Okay. Well, certainly I know I want to say that you know, that's what is to come, is some positivity in your life. Some direction is coming within your life. And I believe that you're just looking for something that will point you in the right direction. Do you understand of this?
Yes, to help me move forward on
definitely
on
to make
this path that
It's a definitely to make to allow you to make those changes, because I know that's what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm being made aware that next month, January, is important for this matter around your vibration. This, I know that as we look forward into the month of January, things will seem to start to settle down there for you. And I believe as January comes, it's like a new exciting time there for you. And I believe that you're sometimes you can be your own worst enemy there, can't you?
Yes.
You kind of fight things, is that right?
I get stuck.
Okay, and then
yes.
See, as in your words, you get stuck, and as you're fighting, you kind of like mask over the issue, mask over the problem, and just do what you feel is right, and like a split decision, is that right?
I'm trying to dot my I's and cross my T's. I'm just
okay. See, because
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, well, I know I want to say that let's not make any rash decisions. Let's just go forward. Let's do what's meant to be done there for you, okay?
Okay.
As I want you forward, I know that January is going to bring in the changes that you're looking for to kind of make you more stable within your life, because I know there's a stability that you're looking for right now
yes.
in your vibration. Do you understand of this, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely brilliant, because I know that's what's, exactly what's coming in for you. Okay. Now, would you understand the importance there with the March month? Is it a birthday or an anniversary or some sort in the March month? I feel like the beginning of March, March the 7th, the 8th.
An anniversary? There's birthdays in March, but no.
That's fine. If it's a birthday in March, then I'm happy with that, okay? And again, it's Spirit World's ways of saying it to you, that they're around you and they know exactly what's going on, okay? So please take their love, Rolina, okay? I hope that's helped you a little bit. And remembering, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Jeanette, before we go to the next call, I'm going to go to our next one and put your feet and enjoy this one, because I know that you will enjoy.
Oh, lovely.
Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to ride no more. Ever since you closed the door. If I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wake of an eye. Oh, why should one have to go on suffering when every day I breathe? Please come back to me. If I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, my darling, you still be mine. And you had enough love, for both of us. But I did you wrong. I admit I did. But now I'm facing the rest of my life alone. Whoa, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Then, my darling, you still be mine. Oh, I never hurt you. Never do you wrong. And never leave you die. Turn back the hand. There be nothing I wouldn't do. Forever honest and true to you. If you accept me back in your heart, I promise not to love you. Oh, that would be my will. Darling, no begging you. Take me by the hand. I'm going down on my bended knees. Yeah, and I'm gonna be right there until you return. Oh, if I could turn back that little clock on the wall, and I come to realize how much I'm not afraid to
How do you like that one, Jeanette?
Yeah, that was a lovely one as well. Really nice.
It was.
I find some nice music on here tonight, you know. Well, really like a chill-out zone, actually.
Well, you know, then I think myself, it's the only way forward, isn't it?
Mm, really nice.
Okay, well, we are still very, very busy here in the studio, Jeanette. But, you know, we're steaming through it. And I know there's a comment in our chat room, and it says it looks like there are more people on the phone than there is in chat. Mary Lou, I do agree with you there. There is the chat room is very quiet tonight, Kerry, isn't it? It really is very quiet. I don't understand why, but have a quiet chat room.
Quieter than it usually is.
It's normally busy. Maybe, Jeanette, maybe they're scared.
That's maybe what it is, they are.
You never know. You never. Or maybe it may have something to do with it. The X Factor is on. Is it finished now?
Yeah.
It's finished now. Oh, okay. Maybe it's because the X Factor in the UK is on, and you know, it's down to the is it the finals next week or semi-finals or something?
Yeah, but we've also got I'm a Celebrity as well.
True. So it's a very busy night for TV, isn't it? So we've got the X Factor, we've got I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here, we've got lots going on in the UK TV at the moment, but not as big as what it's going to be for the Mike Spirit FM going on TV come January. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. Tell the viewers again about that, just in case they missed it earlier on.
Okay, well, if you didn't catch it earlier, then next year, come January, the beginning of January, we will not only be able to listen to us through your internet device, you'll be able to watch us on your TV and your smart TVs, because each and every radio show will be broadcasted there. If you are in the UK, there will be a free number, an 0800 number to call in on. There will be lots of mediums online waiting to take your calls through another number. Jeanette, there's so much that we could talk about it. You know, we need to get all the final details ready before.
Definitely, yeah. It's really going to be exciting stuff, though. That's the main thing.
Oh, most definitely. It's moving forward, isn't it? And that's exactly what we're looking for. Jeanette, let's go straight back to the phone. I know we've had some people on hold for a long time. I'm going to go to the caller. And this is actually, we just mentioned earlier in the chat room, is Mary Lou. Hi, Mary Lou. Are you there with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Mary Lou. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Louisiana, perfect. But I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Jeanette and say, Jeanette, it's Mary Lou, it's over to you.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you today, my love?
I'm good.
Great, fantastic. Now, I'm loving the energy from you. When we're linking in, that vibration is very high. That tells me that you're a very independent person, okay, Mary Lou, and that you do really want things to be moved forward. Now, as I'm linking with your energy, what I'm sensing here with you is that there seems to be a delay that you've been trying to move along with, and there's a lady coming in for you and around you, and I feel that this lady, when she passed, she wasn't that old, sweetheart. She was quite young herself, so I feel that this is someone on your level, so this is either a friend or a family member, but I feel that this person has been in spirit a while, so it could be on the next level up, like mum's level, because I feel that I've got a lady here who wasn't very old, but she's coming in as a family friend or more like an aunt. Do you understand what I'm picking up here, please?
Yes.
Yes. So would this be on a friend, please, or an aunt?
Thinking it's a friend. We'll see. I'm not sure.
Thinking it's a friend. Okay. Because I've got what she's drawing me to is kidneys. Okay. So I feel that this lady went over to the light, but it was like a cancer, but it started in the kidneys because that's what she's showing me. But I feel that she wasn't very old, my love.
Okay.
Okay, and I feel that she comes in to give you a little bit of support and a little bit of help over the last couple of weeks, because what I'm feeling, it's almost as if your life needs to be more balanced, okay? Because it's almost like there have been three or four people around you that have been overwhelming you. Do you understand the feeling of why she's giving me overwhelming, please?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so these would be either family members, okay, or very close friends, because I feel like as though you're a little bit overwhelmed with trying to sort things out, because it's almost like people are coming to you for your help. And I know that you're a very caring person and you give the impression that you are very together and that you can do most things yourself, Mary Lou, because you come across very positive in your own energy. But I feel some people have been taking advantage of your kindness. This is what I'm feeling this lady is giving me for you, my love.
Okay.
Okay. And it's almost like as though she's saying to me that you need to back and let people sort things out, because it's like as though help is coming in for you. Okay, spirit are aware of this, but it's like they want you to sit back and not be too quick to jump to sort people's problems, because I feel that these people could do more themselves, but they are kind of relying on you too much. Do you understand why she would be giving me this message for you, please?
I'm not really sure. I have an idea.
Right. You have an idea. That's okay, as long as you can take that idea. Because what I feel, okay, what she's showing me is that you need to start doing things that you want to do for you. But it's almost as if you feel like as though your life is seems to be a little bit more or too constrictive. Rather than being free for you to do what you want to do, you seem to be having to do things for other people, say, more than what you'd like. Now, this lady, she's connected to the name Julie or Julianne. Do you understand the name Julie or Julianne coming through with this lady, please?
No.
You need to think about that name, okay, because she's giving me that name for you for a reason. And I'm also linking also with a lady who had a very, very bad guest, because I feel towards the end of her life, she would either have been put on oxygen or she would have been had some kind of a tube down the back of her throat, because I feel that my breaths are very heavy and constricted when I'm linking in with this lady. And
okay.
I feel that this is someone else besides the other lady we were talking about. This has got, this lady that's coming through to you now has got an older energy, okay? So I feel that this person lived quite an age before she went over to the light. And I feel that I'm linking to your grandmother, please, this lady, because this is more of a connection on a close bonded connection. So that says to me, mum or grandma. Do you understand, please, darling?
Okay.
Okay. She's bringing in her love for you as well. And with her, okay, I feel like as though I need to do sewing. So either this lady was a very good seamstress, or she had to do it in some way or shape or capacity, because I feel that I'm making things, okay? And her hands were very important to her. So she made a living with her hands, okay? And towards the end of her life, her hands were very bad. Can you understand who this lady is that I'm bringing forward to you?
I think so.
Right, okay, because she is there for you, bringing in guidance, and I do feel the situations that you've been through with other people overwhelming you will ease off by January, because it's almost like you are going to be sweeping away, okay, things around you now that are not making you happy. For next year, there is going to be a lot of changes coming in, and I feel you are going to be doing a little bit, putting a little bit more distance between yourself and other people who really put upon you too much. So what this reading is for you tonight is about for you to strive to get the right balance and put boundaries around yourself for people who sometimes take too much advantage of your kindness by doing, you're doing too much for certain people and you're not spending enough time doing for yourself. They're also showing me okay, a lot of travel highlighted for you, and I feel that you next year will travel a little bit more out of the area where you are now and maybe see other parts of the United States, because I see you traveling from where you live in now. So I want you to take this reading with you tonight and watch out for the name Julie or Julianne, because I feel that this is a new friend or someone that's coming in for you, and I really want you to be more in charge of your own feelings of emotions, and rather than putting, you know, allowing others to put on you to the extent that they do, my love. And that's what the message that I'm having for you this evening from your loved ones in spirit. And I'm going to say thank you so much for calling into the show tonight.
Thank you, Jeanette.
It's been lovely talking to you, my love. You take very good care of yourself. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mary Lou, for calling. Bye. And remembering, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go straight on to the next call. It's area code 856 and say, hi, 856. Can I take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for there, Laura?
I had a phone interview on Friday, and I was wondering if you see me getting that job.
I missed that. Say that again, sorry.
I had a phone interview on Friday, and I wondered if you saw me getting that job.
Okay, Laura, my primary thing is to link to the spirit world there, Laura. I can do that for you and see where that takes us. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Laura, I know that I want to talk to you about somebody that's crossed over to the other side of life there. I know I want to talk to you of a lady that comes through, first of all, a lady that I believe there would have carried a little bit of weight with her before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that this lady makes me aware that she was quite a fun, loving kind of a lady to be around. She makes me aware of I want to love everyone. So I know that she was a very much loving, very much down-to-earth kind of a lady when she was here with us. I believe that she wants me to say to you there of being grandma. So I know that she's like a grandmother there as she links to you there from the other side of life there. But she makes me aware that before she passed, that I know that I want to say that to you that she was in and out of the hospital for a little while there before she passed, because I know I'm aware of the machines that beeps in the background there. So I know that this results in within like a hospital connection there. Do you understand of this lady there for me, Laura, in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that she would be your grandmother, is that right?
That's right.
Perfect, okay, because I know that she's come through at the moment, because she says to me that, you know, where do I start with her? You know, it's almost to the point where I feel that's where I want to be with you. Where do I start with you? Because there's so much going on in your life. There's so much that needs to be dealt with. There's so much that we could talk about. There's not enough time to fit it all in. Do you understand of this?
It could be anything. So, no, I don't know. I don't know what she wants to tell me.
Okay, but do you understand that life is very much like that at the moment? There's so much we could talk about. Where would we start?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea what she's
okay,
talking
let me
about,
just go
really.
With, let me just go with and see what she comes up with, okay? Because she makes me aware that, you know, the phone interview is one thing on your mind, but there's lots of other things on your mind as well, like that there's someone that you're very concerned about at the moment in your vibration. Is that right? You're
yeah,
worrying about someone
that's
else.
True.
Okay. And she also makes me aware that there's... who is the one that's visiting the hospital or going back and forth to the hospital at the moment as well?
I don't know anybody. Unless she's, can she be more specific about that? Because I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Well, as I'm asking, I believe there's like tests to be done. Who's been having the tests done? Whether it's like the blood tests or something. But who's been having tests done?
Is it a man or a woman?
I don't know. She's not telling me who it is, whether it's a man or a woman. What she's telling me is that there's lots in your mind, like this job interview, like worrying for somebody else. and the tests. So if there's someone in your life that's having tests done, then this is what she addresses.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, this is what she addresses. There's lots going on in your life. And what she talks to me about is that we need to kind of bring it all back to balance, bring everything back in your life into balance, okay, and deal with things one step at a time, because you are the kind of person that kind of takes everything all on board yourself and tries to deal with it all in one go. Do you understand of this?
I've tried. I've actually pulled back on doing that. I'm not allowing myself to be the fixer anymore. I'm not doing it. I pulled back about a year ago. I'm not doing it anymore.
Perfect. Well, isn't that perfect the way she comes in and tells me all of this? Okay, so if you've already pulled back, because it's time for you to concentrate on yourself. It's time for you to start doing for yourself, okay? Let's talk about this interview, about this job interview that you've had over the phone or whatever it is, because she says to me that you feel very positive about this. You feel as if it could be going somewhere. And she talks to me about that, you know, if you keep your mind clear, you are more than capable of doing this position. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And she talks to me about, you know, that instead of setting yourself up to fail, let's set ourselves up to achieve. Because I believe in your mind that, you know, you yourself, you can put negativity in your way sometimes. Do you understand of that?
Yeah. I think that's everybody does.
Okay, well, you know, certainly I wouldn't put any negativity in my way, because I know what you put out is what you're going to get back.
Well, you're a psychic and you're evolved.
Well, you know... It's got nothing to do with being a psychic. You know, what you put out is what you're going to get back, and that's what I need to say to you, okay? So what you put out there is what you're going to get back. So I know that I want to say that you keep pushing out, because that's what you're going to get back, okay? Instead of thinking of, I can't and it's not going to work for me, let's start thinking of, yes, I can, and yes, I will, because I know that's what will come back to you, okay? So you keep sending out those positive vibrations, because she tells me there that that's where she's picking up on those positive vibrations, and that's where she's going to be able to take it into a far better place there for you, okay? Now, I know as well that she talks to me about that there's someone else in the spirit world that you may have nursed before they passed home to the spirit world. Would you understand that you would have nursed somebody before they went home to this world of spirit there?
That I may have nursed somebody?
Yes, looked after someone before they passed on to the spirit.
Well, my mother.
Okay. So you looked after your mother. Now, would I be right in saying with your mother then, please, that the condition that your mother had kind of like crept up on her, but once we realized that she had this condition, it wasn't long after that she passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
No, I wouldn't say that's right. She's been ill for a while.
Okay. But when she realized that she had it, it wasn't long for it to cross over.
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling I'm getting you with her. Would I be right in saying to you that your mum, before she crossed over to the spirit world there, that it's almost as if I wanted to like leave you a few little jobs to do, so there was lots to deal with your mum after she passed. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
And would I be right in saying there that, you know, that it took a long time for dust to settle after your mum crossed over? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, it's just your mother's way of displaying her love for you and for all the family as she comes around you, okay? Know that your mum is here as well. Just wants to bring a bit of upliftment and a bit of encouragement to your vibration there. So, you know, be positive about this phone interview that you had, because I do believe it'll take us into a direction of where you feel more comfortable with, okay? And stop being so harsh on yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that you can be very harsh on yourself. And you know, don't give yourself enough credit for what you actually do. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess that is true. I tend to think that I should do bigger and more grander things, but yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, bless your heart. Laura, I want to say that to you, thank you very much for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and let's go to area code 240 and say Press the wrong button. It's 240. Hi, can I take your name there, please? Hi, 240. I can't quite hear you. You sound... Okay, we're going to have to hold on to that call. 240, if you're still listening, then, you know, there's some horrific noise going on there. Maybe we need to try and clear it up or something there. But let's go to 6-6. I've lost completely where I am. 610. 610, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Mel, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, PA, perfect. Mel, I'm going to hand you over to Jeanette. Jeanette, okay. Are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to the show, enjoying the vibrations. And I'd like to say hello to Mel. Hi there, Mel.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sweetheart. I'm really loving the show tonight. We've had some lovely callers, and the music's been really awesome. So I'm just really enjoying the vibe tonight. So
me too. I listened before, my first time actually calling to get, you know,
okay.
I guess a reading.
Fantastic. Well, you know, Mel, I'm really drawn to you. Okay, being a very analytical thinker, darling. Okay, yeah, and I have to say that because I feel like as though you've had something going around and around, and it's been kind of really driving you bonkers because you can't really decide what area you need to be focusing on. Do you understand that, my lovely?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yes. Now, I'm drawn here, okay, to a lady who comes in with you, and I really do feel that this lovely lady worked really hard, okay, because I've got the sense of a hard-working lady. I feel that she was quite stout, okay, but she was very curvaceous, and her hair was darker when she was younger. Dark, really tight, curly hair. Really lovely, warm smile, energy-wise. Always bubbly, but a very hard-working lady. Are you understanding who I've got with me, please? Because I feel that this lady
yes.
is family. Do you understand
yes,
who it is, please?
I do. Yes, I do. I have an idea who it may be. Yes, I do. Yes.
Right, because she is giving me a connection, family connection, but
yes.
I feel that this lady had a lot to do with you when you was younger. So it's like as though she would have been very aware of you as a little boy growing up, and I feel that she would have been around your, you know, just around the family. I feel like as though this lady could either actually be your grandmother, my lovely, because I feel like as though I'm on that timeline, or it's either a grandma or a mother-in-law or a close family connection, but she is, you know, she's been in the spirit world now quite some time. So I'm guessing with her, sweetheart, that she's been there since you've been a little boy, or at the very least a young man when she went. Do you understand who I'm linking with, please?
I would say yes, Janet. That's my grandmother who died when I was 5.
Right, so this is
yes.
who I've got. Because
yes, that's,
her
you
energy...
have it correctly.
Right, because her energy, can you understand the impression of her, the tight curly hair, the warmth, the, you know, she wasn't a large lady, she was curvaceous then, shall we say, but she
yes.
always had time for people, okay? And
yes,
she's bringing
right.
in, yes, darling, she's bringing in energy for you tonight, because what she's actually showing me is that she, yes, thank you, darling, is that it's like as though, what she's actually showing me, it's kind of the road hasn't been very straight for you lately. It's like as though you've had a few turns and twists. So what that's when I spirit show me roads that go off, you know, it's almost like you've gone off the path that you should have been on. So I feel that this last couple of years, it's been like a kind of a learning curve for you in many ways where people are concerned, because it's almost like you've had to deal with a lot of things. And also, I can't go into finances, but I feel that that's been quite difficult for you as well, darling. Do you understand?
That's true. That's true. And when you mention her, the lights just flashed in my house. So, yes, that's true.
Oh, bless. Bless. Well, she's connecting, and she wants to connect, okay? She wants to bring her love to you this evening. She wants to show you that, you know, her energy is there for you. And what she's actually wanting to bring more than anything for you is balance, okay, and a sense of purpose, because, you know, she wants to kind of put you on the right path again. And I don't know why, okay, but she's showing me, and I feel that this is a memory, okay, when you was a child. Was there a place where you would go, and, you know, as a family, or maybe you and her, but I just feel like, so I'm, there's a lot of greenery around me, but there's snow on mountains, okay, so that I can see. Do you understand why she's showing me that, please?
I don't, because she was so, when she died, I was so young, so I don't have too many memories of her, but I know when she comes around a lot with me.
Right, but would you have, as a child, with your family, would you have been going, visiting a place that was very green, okay, but there was snow on the mountains, my love?
I would say no, because my only memory of her was her funeral.
Okay, darling.
I don't remember much of her.
Right, because she's giving me that for you. So don't be surprised, okay, if you do find yourself going on a little break where you find yourself in an area that's something like we just described here now. Because you see, it's almost like as if she wants you to get out there and breathe fresh air and really, you know, fill your lungs with good air and, you know, get yourself grounded, you know, kind of walk on the ground and just believe in yourself, because I just feel that with you, it's almost as if you've been, because you're such a caring guy, that's what I'm sensing. Some people have come across to you and they've kind of taken without giving back, and this is what I'm trying to say about,
that's,
you know,
true.
You need to get on the right path. That's the impression that she's giving me for you, to move you back where you need to be, because I really do feel, okay, that you're going to be driving ahead, full steam ahead. And when I say driving, okay, I actually do mean driving, physically driving. So do you do anything in your work that takes you driving around a lot?
Not now. My job right now, I sit in an office. And just to pick up on what my grandmother said, I do a lot of grounding. I love nature. I'm a writer. I do a lot of grounding and nature in the park. I went to a hill yesterday. Well, I just meditated and prayed. So I do a lot of outdoor nature work, a whole lot.
Right. You know,
but my job,
you know,
I sit in an office. Yeah.
Right. The hill that you was at yesterday, darling, was there snow on the mountains, please?
No, it was not, because here in Pennsylvania, you know, it's the fall. That was dew, so it looked like snow. So
we can
say that was, yeah, that makes sense, yeah, that makes sense.
Right, because I feel that she's been with you, darling, okay? This is why she's giving me this. Okay,
yeah,
this is why she wants to show you this, okay, that her energy is close to you. And
thank
she
you.
Wants you to continue. And the fact of the matter that you're in an office job, I feel that it's what you have to do because you have to do it, but it's not what your passion is. And I feel
like passion is art. Yes,
and I feel that you need to be traveling, okay, driving yourself along, maybe different places in your life to come, because I sense that you are going to be doing different things, going to different places, traveling around the place, but I feel it's baby steps for you, and that you need to just get your balance, and you seem to be doing that, my lovely. So I'm going to have to leave this with you now, because we have got other callers, but it has been lovely connecting with you tonight.
Thank you so much, Mel. My pleasure. Take care, sweetheart. Bye. Thank you, Mel, and thank you, Jeanette, for that beautiful reading. Mel, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in. Bless you, sir. Thank you. Okay, Jeanette, I know that we've literally got about 8 minutes left on air. Jeanette, why don't you take this opportunity to tell people how they can find out about you, where they can find you?
Well, you know, you'll find me on my website. If you just type in Google Jeanette Ann Psychic, you'll find me there. or if you want to look for me on Facebook, you can find me on Jeanette and Coom Medium. You can also Skype me, which is one word, no gaps, Jeanette and Psychic. I am available for private readings, so if you would like to have a private reading with me, if you'd like to inbox me, we can sort out a time and a date that's available and suitable for everyone. So yeah, give me a call. I'd love to take some calls and you know, chat to people and do more in-depth readings.
Perfect. So they can go onto your website and they can find a button there to find the schedule, or just
chat to me. Chat to me direct, and we'll have a look at available times that I'm free that's suitable for me and them.
And not forgetting, you can catch myself and Jeanette this Thursday in Llanelli, which is a little town in South Wales. Did you manage to find the number, Jeanette?
I did, yes, I have it here for you. If you call this gentleman, is Mr. Dave Williams. His telephone number is the mobile number in the UK mobile number. It's 079-153-98455. If you give him a ring, then he can sort out the tickets for you.
So that's this Thursday, the 5th of December, down at Llanelli, where we'll be able to see Jeanette Ann Coombs and myself, Mike Davis, demonstrating our abilities of mediumship on stage. I believe it's going to be filmed, Jeanette, as well.
Think so. I'm sure that's what is going on. I'm convinced of that. But even if filming or no filming, it's going to be a fantastic night. It's going to be amazing.
It absolutely is, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's not the first time that we worked live together.
I know.
It's just, you know, it's probably the fifth time, the fourth time, something like that.
Probably,
And many more to come, particularly when we launch the brand new Mike Spirit FM in January, where you will be able to not only hear us, but you'll be also able to see us on your smart TVs and watch the wonderful work that we do outside of the radio station as well, because now that we will be building that into it as well, be able to have instant readings with us via a telephone number. Here in the UK, you will have a 0800 number, which we know, Jeanette, that's a free call. Because, you know, Jeanette, I've been having lots of feedback from Mike Spirit FM. People in the UK they're quite shy of the, because it's American number. It's American number, I keep being told. And, you know, I've been telling them, well, it is free if you go on Skype. But, you know, the minute that we build in that 0800 number, I can imagine that the phone lines will go even crazier.
But you're going to have to extend the show then. It's going to have to be a 24-hour-a-day show, I'm sure.
Well, you never know, Jeanette. You never know. But let me just send some reassurance to everyone that are listening to us in America and other countries. You will still be able to find us right here, same time, same place, every week, the same telephone number, the 760-283-4611. But we'll also have other numbers built into the studio as well. Every show will be broadcasted live from our brand new studios in Cardiff, where will we be, the Mike Spirit FM studio, which I'm really looking forward to. It's all been built. It's there. It's all the technical side has been built into that, Jeanette, as we speak. It's all been done. I know it's up and running, and, you know, watch this space, isn't it?
Watch this space, yeah. Sounds
watch
fantastic.
The space. You know, so it won't be just, you know, as I said, there's going to be a show on every night of the week. We've got brand new hosts coming in. We're looking forward, Jeanette, to welcoming you back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really getting really excited about the prospects, all this new energy. It sounds fantastic.
Well, you know, Jeanette, it's something that I've always envisioned. Let's just say that, Jeanette, it's always been a vision of mine to make it bigger and better. We certainly can get much bigger. We certainly can get much better than what's going to be happening in the new year. So let's send this year out with a bang and bring in the new one as a bigger, better thing, isn't it? Definitely.
Yeah, fantastic. So it's been great tonight as well, working with you again and lovely Kerry in the background there, doing her thing and really doing it well. And I'm looking forward to seeing you both again on Thursday. We'll have a little get-together.
Definitely.
And next year as well, lots more exciting things ahead for us all.
Definitely. Well, I know Kerry is still with us. She's still here, aren't you, Kerry?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that Kerry is excited about the new year, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Because I know that you've got lots of work to do, Kerry.
Sure I am.
You're going to have lots of phone lines to organise. You're going to have lots of diaries to organise. You're going to have lots and lots to organise. In fact, Jeanette, I'm going to lay you into a little secret.
Okay, go on then. Another one.
We're going to have lots and lots of producers for Mike Spirit FM, because obviously when it comes from a brand new studio, you know, there's going to be lots of producers involved, and Kerry's going to be one of them producers.
Is she now?
She is.
Mm. Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Well, she's kind of doing that now anyway without the title, so might as well have the title to go with the job. That's what I say.
Yes, well, just so well, she just will wear that necklace and that brick and a producer, as well as coming on as radio host and guest and... Oh, everything else. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It really is. Jeanette, let me just say that to you, thank you very much for coming on tonight. I know it's short notice. Our thoughts go out to Andrew D, who's probably still stuck on the motorway traffic, bless his heart. But, you know, it's been absolutely amazing working with you. I'm not going to say to you the old cliche of, will you come on again? Because I know that you're going to be here again very, very soon. And who knows, towards the end of the year, you may be sharing another show with me. Who knows?
You never know.
No. So just Google, ladies and gentlemen, just Google Jeanette Ann Coombs and all that information will come up. Or Google Mike Davis Medium on Google and you'll find everything else about me. Or just search Facebook for Mike Davis Medium. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.